You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you. For those of you who are the Inner Circle and my Inner Circle, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. The meeting of the Inner Circle, and any time I come to the airwaves, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality that there is absolute reality. There is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And when we apply ourselves unto those things, then we have the opportunity to have the absolute victory and triumph. When you are and when we are immersed in a world-conquering rampage that indeed is genocide, then it matters how we each live on a day-to-day basis. And we know that there are those who would not apply themselves towards encouraging you to do anything differently. They see you on a cataclysmic ride with demise and do nothing to interfere, nothing to intercede. People will sit back and watch you kill yourself without any other thought about it. But I'm not that one. I'm the one who is encouraging you to realize that your life is your greatest gift, and you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are, but naked. But the issue is, are you consciously caring to walk in the fullness of that which you are, as all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself? Because the programming that we've gotten through our miseducation, our religious training, our socialization, our culturalization and whatnot has not supported us in understanding that that walk, the way that we live, is literally the way that we worship. And what we do on a daily basis is the evidence of whether we are living to exalt a full life's urge or whether we are literally undermining ourselves and ourselves. And so, because we are in a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, where each individual is divided within themselves, then the first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to come to that point and place where every day we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing that is detrimental to ourselves, that we are always reaching for, seeking out, and applying ourselves to that which enhances our degrees of inner standing, understanding, and our ability to stand resolutely and absolutely with that intelligence that allows us to stand. We're in a now moment where there's so many issues that people are focused on. There's so much bad news that you're consistently being bombarded with. You are in a place where the elephant in the room that nobody is really speaking to is the amount of obesity that there is in our families and our communities, that it's everywhere and it's amongst everyone, including our children. And I am very concerned about it because it just doesn't make sense that we think that we could do anything that makes sense, and we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest. And that because obesity is one of the major issues confronting us as a nation of people, that it is something that we really need to apply ourselves towards ridding ourselves of it, because you cannot live your greatest life when you are carrying so much extra weight on your frame. And people will say, oh, well, I've always been a big girl. I've always been a big boy, and I've got big bones. And the issue is that your bones don't constitute the obesity. What constitutes the obesity is the reality that you're eating that which your body cannot utilize as food. And so when we look at those ones who are having issues with anorexia and bulimia and whatnot, and everybody's trying to make them eat, the issue is that they are right in their right mind not to want to eat all of the garbage that they're being fed. But they just don't have the proper understanding as to what they should be eating. And if they were given fresh juices and fruit and vegetation, they could eat as much as they like and never gain a pound and be beautiful in the process. But because they fight eating the meat, the dairy, the eggs, all of the starch and stuff, and make themselves throw up or, you know, refuse to eat or on different things so that they don't gain the weight from the waist. We've got that extreme, and then we've got the other extreme where people continue to eat even though they see that they're getting progressively bigger and bigger and bigger. But that is the foundation of the tragedy and the travesty of us being in a system that cares to generate an economy based on creating sickness, illness, and disease through the manufacturing, the distribution, the advertising, the commercialization of that which is not food for us. And in order for you to get a grip on the rising or increasing weight that you're gaining, then it requires you to be in a place where you are ready to make commitments for eating that which is right for you, that which is going to nourish you, and that which is going to facilitate cleansing and healing, regenerating yourself. Extra weight is the evidence of excess waste in the body. And everything that we're consuming, the body has to break it down to try to extract any kind of nutrients, life force, life currency from it. And it does so by creating the enzymes to break it down. And that starts in the mouth with the saliva. And then as you are liquefying whatever it is you're consuming, then the fiber content of that should be moving through the colon, because real food is not going to add extra waste to your body. Real food is going to facilitate you're being able to truly masticate it, extract nutrients, life force from it, and facilitate the peristaltic motions of your colon so that you are able to move whatever is not needed out of the system. And so breakfast is break fast, because we're fasting from the last meal to the first meal of the day. And no matter what time of day you are breaking fast, it is the breaking of a fast which should be done with liquid, water, teas, herbs, and fruit. But we've been taught that break fast is the most important meal, and we've been told that we need healthy protein and carbs to get us going, to create energy. But protein and carbs eaten at the same time will not digest in the body, because it requires two different enzymes, acidic for your protein basic or alkaline, for your starch. And when you're consuming them both at the same time, whether it's your eggs and toast or grits and eggs or breakfast cereal and bacon and whatever all of that is, your body literally is trying to break it down, but it cannot convert it to water. Our bodies are 80% water. Therefore, our food, our nutrition, has to come from that which is 80% water, which is your fruit and your vegetation. It is a lie, regardless of whose book you've read, whether it's Eat Right for Your Blood Type or the Atkins diet or anybody else's diet that is telling you that you need to have healthy protein that comes from animals. It is not the case. And you would live and be much healthier without any animals in your body temple. And it is as a result of our trying to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, the cheese, the ice cream that is not even real ice cream anymore. It's full of artificial colors, artificial flavors, refined white sugars, and all of this stuff, so that your body, being designed by God, cannot do anything with that which is made by men. And so therefore, you're taking it in, and it's just staying, it's storing in your body. And so in order to reverse it, you've got to be in a place and space where you understand that you are designed by the intelligence of existence and every fiber of your being would function perfectly. But you have to get out of the programming that these people have given us to put more money in their pockets, because these are their businesses. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the sea creature industries. None of that constitutes real food for real people. We're in a now moment that your fast food industries are grinding up dairy cows that were shot up with enough BGH hormone to make them produce over 3.5 tons of milk in their life cycle. And when they're finished with those cows are given to Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these ones. So the excess estrogens and female hormones that are in the meat that male children and men are consuming is directly affecting them. And so here now we have men who are getting and contracting breast cancer because they have what people call man boobs, but this is as a result of the excess female hormones that have been introduced into their bodies as a result of eating all of these female creatures. Whether it's your cows, your chickens, your hens, the eggs. And when you're eating chickens' breasts and the wings, then you're getting more of those hormones. We have to realize that this is like a big experiment by those whose businesses these are. There is no way to truly feed 370 million people, and that's just us on the North American continent, to feed us meat 3 times a day and carbs and veggies and all of these things without all of the GMOs and all of these other things, because nature could never produce enough flesh for everybody to be eating flesh 3 times a day. But the flesh isn't even a requisite for our health. And for us to think that the intelligence of existence, which is so intelligent that it has maintained the flotation and rotation of the earth in light of floods, drought, ice age, that the earth is still spinning. She hasn't died yet. And that we're in a cosmic orchestration with other planets and worlds and stars and galaxies. Our bodies are designed by the intelligence that is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. But we were never intended to kill to eat. We were told not to kill. And so thinking that we have to kill in order to be healthy is the evidence of you not thinking. It's the evidence of your not really seeking to be in the truth, because we were told to know the truth. And these people have perpetuated all of these lies and have us living lies as if we can be sustained by lies. The primary lie is that you have to die from something when you should not be dying from anything at all. And so for death to be fate and destiny for most people, because we consume death. We do that which undermines our cellular functioning. We are out of alignment with the laws that govern ourselves, our lives, our earth. And now it's time for us to realize why it is we have all of this sickness, illness, disease, schizophrenia, bipolarism, and all of this degradation and violation, because we have been fed garbage. And to have an economy that is driven on feeding people garbage is to have an economy that is destined to die, to have a nation that is destined and deserving its death. And if you feel as though there is no purpose in being other than to live and eat, work, pay bills, pay taxes, and then die, then you're truly out of alignment with purpose in being. But there is purpose in being. That's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. We're not maintained and sustained by something that is stupid. We're not maintained and sustained by that which has no order, by that which is lawless. But you're being socialized and educated and religiously trained by those who have no real regard for the real laws that govern our lives. And that's what the issue is whether you will apply yourself to the laws that govern your being and will allow you to really experience the real love and light and delight and joy and peace and happiness and wealth and prosperity, the consistency, the freedom from hypocrisy, the integrity, the high ethic and high morality of that which we should have as our nature. But it's very difficult to find amongst the masses. And so because your life is your life and you are the only one that is really making decisions for your life, it is time for you to decide, how do you really want to live the rest of your life? Do you really want to create a tragic date with fate? Do you really want to be in a place where you are consistently creating more sickness, illness, and disease? Or would you prefer to be healing? Would you prefer to be getting well? Would you prefer to becoming more dynamic and becoming all of who you were intended to be by virtue of the legacy of the lineages that you represent and the genealogy that is your heritage and your inheritance? Would you prefer to walk in the essence of your God self, or would you prefer to be trapped under the tools of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil so that you are a slave to whatever lusts and desires and appetites that have appealed to you? You have to make that decision, but it needs to be a decision that you're making. and you are not just falling into the current of inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy that is all pervasive because of the lawlessness of a fallen humanity and humankind. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get serious about our living and to understand that in order for us to have leverage over all the sickness, illness, and disease, is that you have to be fully and wholeheartedly committed to living, not satisfying your appetites, but developing a hunger and thirst for life abundantly, life everlastingly, life eternally. And to understand that the traps here are sensuality, sexuality, materiality, and all of those things that put us in position where we feel entitled to prosper or profit off of the degradation, the subjugation, the violation, the capitalization off of other ones, whether they're other beings, other animals, other races, other nations, other people. And this is the evidence of what we have in terms of the prostitution, the pimping and the prostitution, the enslavement under the sex slavery, coming to that point in place where we're supporting the worst Holocaust in existence because we are complicit and complacent with the annihilation and the violation of billions of creatures on an annual basis, wasting their lives, feeding off of their body parts, and creating all manners of sickness, illness, and disease. In addition to the pollution of the earth, the waters, and contributing towards the global warming. But those who put themselves forward as if they are the ones who have nature at heart, whether it's the Sierra Club or any of those other ones, they do not have enough love to tell you that 90% of the global warming is as a result of the billions of creatures that are being used for food and dumping their feces into the waters and streams. Feces that is laden with the pesticide residues, the hormonal residues, the herbicide residues from the food that they were given. And to just come to that place and space where we understand that the animals that you all are eating are being fed other animals when the nature of them is that they are herbivorous. They are not carnivores. And that we are about to see devastation in the form of disease that has not yet become evident. Not to say it's not already on the horizon, but just to say that those who are contracting and having the issues of these diseases as a result of eating animals that are being fed other animals, the obesity is one form of it, the Alzheimer's is another form of it, some of the neurological issues and diseases are a part of it, but we have not yet seen the devastation that will come to those of you who consistently are feeding off of the flesh of these violated beings. And therefore, your cells, your tissues, your brain, your organs, your glands are overwhelmed with the chemicals the hormones of these beings. And your body, as intelligent as it is not able to do anything with it, which is why your body is just storing all of this stuff. And it's adding extra weight because you are not able to get rid of the waste that is being created. This issue of flesh eating, alcohol drinking, cigarette smoking, soda, all of this consumption of stuff that has absolutely no nutritional value for us as human beings is the primary issue that is creating all manners of disease, degradation, deformation, dysfunction, violation. And if we don't get a grip on it, if we don't understand that nobody is literally authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of the Creator to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, and be able to really live fully. So it may look like you got good jobs, but when it really comes down to it, you are offensive and guilty in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And you don't have to continue it, but you have to invest in yourself to the degree to which you become truly faith-filled in knowing that there's a greater way for you to prosper, that there's a better way for you to work, that we each have responsibility, duty, and obligation to serve the greater good of the whole of us, to use our talents, our skills, and abilities to perpetuate wholeness and not sickness. You're in a now moment where your decision to serve life, your decision to stand in the fullness of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence, your commitment to being all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, our individual and collective rightful response to being under siege is the only way for us to circumvent the karmic debt of a failed humanity, because all of our institutions support our sickness, illness, disease, and our demise. Those of us who are living now, we should not be contributing. We should not be participating with the lawlessness. We are here to be a part of the salvation and the deliverance, the restitution and the resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency whenever I'm speaking, whenever I'm on air, so grateful for you, so thankful for your consistency, and I am consistently asking, knocking, seeking, and praying to stand in a place and space where you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, and support in consciously caring to do everything that is truly in your own best interest in walking in the fullness of all that you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. For that is where we are now in terms of our coming to that place and space where we realize that those of us who are living now have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is duty, obligation, and the ability to respond to that which is needed, which is our realignment, our reattunement, our reorientation, and our clearing and cleansing and purification, so that we are made whole, that we are literally healing ourselves, our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our emotional bodies, our spirits. Because there is no true way to glorify and honor that which we refer to as God in sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, starvation, any of it. And we have so much power that is available to us now, because there is so much available to us now, that we really have no excuse as to why we will not reach for that which allows us to rise completely up, reach for that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, consciously caring to be corrected so that we are able to truly be respected as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and to dwell in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme presence. As men, the progenitor of lineages, and as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, that duty, obligation, and responsibility is always to exalt life. Purpose in being is to be purposed in the exaltation of life, the conscious care and commitment and consistent effort in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized in the will of existence by internalizing and harmonizing with that which is the laws of existence that secure our destiny, that give us the assurance and assurance that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence, that we will not be vulnerable to the attacks and to the plotting and the planning and the agendas of those who do not have anybody's best interests at heart, that we are in a place and space to have an understanding and an understanding as to who and what God is, who and how we are to be as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God, which is absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which maintains and sustains all of our lives, whether we are realizing it or not. We have been socialized to feel as though it's the food that we have to have, it's the money that we have to have, it's the jobs that we have to have, and none of those are a necessity for that which is life itself, because life is our gift, and none of the things that we are applying ourselves to on a daily basis, consistently over time, through decades and lifetimes, none of it is greater than the gift of life itself. So where we are now is to really have a reality check in terms of what it is we're living for and why it is we are on the planet, because our socialization has not properly prepared us for having that understanding and that understanding with who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our progression is in our accepting our divinity. Our progression is in our consciously caring to be righted after following that wrong path of sinfulness and adulteration. Our duty and obligation is to exalt a full life's urge to rejoice in the blessedness of our being, consciously caring to be blessings, consciously caring to be an enhancement, an enrichment, to be a facilitator of a greater good wherever we are, to create harmony, to really be in a place where we are celebrating the oneness of existence and the brotherhood and sisterhood of all of the nations and races of people. There is that which is light. There is that which harmonizes us. And it is the truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be in that place and space where we know what to do as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages. But we have been socialized to feel as though we have the right to be wrong. We have the right to be sinful. We have the right to apply ourselves towards killing ourselves by feeding consistently daily off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, Equal, MSG, Splenda, white sugar, refined white processed bleach stuff, and all of this garbage that has created the blockage and obstruction, that has created a defiled bloodstream, that which is the evidence of the true temples of God having been overrun by that which is the tools of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, that which allows us to be in a state of misalignment with that which is our truth, that which is our integrity, that which is our destiny, that which constitutes our security and our stability. But when we have been sown in vice, when we have been supported in choosing that which undermines us at the cellular level, when we are co-conspirating and complacent with our own cellular oppression by feeding off of all of this stuff that our bodies, being designed by the intelligence of existence, does not recognize as food and cannot do anything with it. So our bodies are being completely overrun with the waste products of our trying to ingest, digest, and metabolize that which it cannot use. And so all of the obesity and all of this excess waste is what really is causing the acidity, that is causing the poisoning of our bloodstreams, that really is a burden upon us, because it distorts our functioning. It distorts our capacity for thinking. We are not thinking correctly or rightly. We are in delusion and illusion to think that killing ourselves is having fun. We are in delusion and illusion in thinking that we can literally work off the and to the detriment of other ones and truly prosper. We are functioning in the delusion and the illusion that these ones over here are true government, and they are not even governing themselves properly, so that you and I, who have a direct line of light to that which is absolute law and absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth, we really have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to be following those who have misled humanity, those who are really being phased out as a result of their being failure of the governments and the religious systems and the educational systems and whatnot, failing to cultivate the hearts and the minds and the souls of those that they have taken responsibility to give a orientation to life, they have misled the people. You understand? And so being successful in oppressing people is no success at all. Being successful in creating sickness, illness, and disease is no success at all. Being successful at being liars and murderers and warmongers and capitalizers and bastardizers and usurpers is no success at all. Being in a place and space where you are consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge, and you are completely, intensely, intentionally committed to being completely cleared of the violations and the trespasses, the anger and the frustration and all of those things that undermine you, in the sense that you are holding all of this negativity within the very fibers of your being, and it, in addition to all of the artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the chemicals and the residues and the mucus and the toxicity and the acidity, all of that is creating sickness, illness, and disease. And we are not here to facilitate death. We are not here to facilitate sickness, illness, and disease, and to have that as the number one profit-making objective of a capitalistic system. You understand? There is no success in capitalism when you're capitalizing off of the ignorance or the sublimation or the cellular oppression and the misuse and abuse of people. No success at all. And yes, we've got nice buildings and we've got nice things, and but there's everything isn't as it appears to be. All of that which is seemingly nice and clean and neat and all of that, while the filth and the stench of the filth is actually flooding the bloodstreams of the people. And it's reflected in the pollution of the waterways and the desertification and all of the things that are happening upon the earth that threatens the entire population of the earth. We're in a now moment that requires us to grow up, to put ourselves in a place and space where it matters that we are truly maturing, that we are stepping completely off the path of adulteration, that we are no longer caring to be out of alignment. We want to live and we want to thrive and we want to be a glory unto life itself and to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, that we want to be in a place where we are working towards the collective good and the global upliftment and resurrection of humanity. We must come to a point and place where we realize that there is a right way to live, a right way to live that literally ensures our joy, our happiness, our delight, our richness, our wealth, our prosperity for posterity. We are in a now moment that requires us to remember that we were given absolute law, and that the full fulfillment of the absolute law is real love. And love is the harmony of truth. So that wherever we are and wherever we go, we are always in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, regardless of what their orientation is in terms of what part of the planet they touch down on, regardless of what they wear, regardless of how they look, regardless of what books they read and what scriptures they know and what doctrines they follow and what teachers they've had. And you understand, we who are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence have duty, obligation, and responsibility to realign and reorient ourselves so that we are truly, literally functioning as absolute and supreme intelligences, and to be supremely intelligent in all of how we live our lives, and to know that there is no benefit that we have when we are in degrees of adulteration and we are dealing with what they refer to as deviant behavior, and we are doing that which brings pain and shame and guilt and blame and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, that we are following that which separates us from the integrity of who we really are, and the divisiveness that is propagated and perpetuated by allowing us to be divided within the very cells of our being because of what it is we're choosing to be feeding from, that we're in a now moment that requires us to really remember how important it is for us to be in that place and space of mindfulness, of being true to who it is we really are. To our being in a place and space where, as men and as women, we are walking in our own authenticity, in the integrity of who we are, and our lives are exemplary for those who follow, for those who watch us, our children and our grandchildren, our siblings, and to be in a place where we are able to build and to grow from that which already has been accomplished by previous generations. We should not have to reinvent the wheel here. But we should be in a place where we I have really acknowledged the gifts that we have been given by virtue of the law, the lives of those who've come before us. And to realize that the progression of life and the progression of humanity in the will of existence is for each generation to become more aligned with the will of the Creator, the intelligence of existence always expanding ever more, harmonizing all of itself with all of itself, that at some point the only thing, and the point literally is now, that there is nothing guaranteed success upon the planet except for the resurrection of humanity, the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, being in that place and space where it truly matters to us that we are properly aligned, that we care to be successful. And the success is not just by virtue of our having been successful at achieving whatever goals we had, but that we were truly successful in walking in the integrity of our own divinity, that we were truly successful in becoming highly ethical and highly moral and being in a place where we are able to rejoice in the blessedness of life without the degradation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the immoral and unethical and all of the things that put us in place and space where we are truly out of alignment, out of order, and out of attunement with who we are and what our responsibility is. By the time we complete 7 cycles of 7 years at 49, we literally should have already been completely committed to living lawfully, lovingly, reverently, respectfully, dutifully, honorably. You understand that that is what allows us to truly progress so that we are truly maturing. But if we have not come to that point in place where after 7 cycles of 7 years at 49, that you have not, literally, you did not commit to lawful living, that you have not consciously decided or come to a point in place where you see the better way to live and to step into it, to be in a place and space where it matters to you that you are not facilitating and creating your tragic date with fate. But that's what happens when you have been doing the things that undermine yourselves consistently over decades, that you literally activate this death gene. And it becomes extremely difficult to reverse the issues that have crystallized in one's tissues when you do not have the commitment to living, and you feel entitled to be dying, and you feel entitled to be lawless, and you feel entitled to be sinful, and you feel entitled to eat the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and to smoke the tobacco and all of those things, and to be in a place where you are drinking and poisoning your bloodstream, which literally poisons your spirit. Because your spirit is literally charged on your blood. It is the condition of the blood that lays foundation for the quality of the thought. And the quality of the thought is that which lays foundation for the quality of choice. And when you are consistently choosing that which undermines you, when you are consistently choosing that which facilitates degeneration, deficiency, degradation, deprivation, literally cellular starvation, then you literally are choosing death. We're in a now moment where it is necessary for us to have a right livelihood, a right thought, to realize that the government, even though the government licenses us and licenses others to be in a place where they can produce manufacture, distribute, and advertise that which has no substance, that which has no minerals, nothing that the body needs, and it can be consumed much more than anything that our bodies really require. And it creates blockage and obstruction. Just because the government licenses and says that's good under a capitalistic system, let the buyer beware, the laissez-faire. You understand, this is a Luciferianism in the sense that those who are and have vied for selection and election to government, the ones who want to govern your mentality, the ones who want to censure your awareness of what's truly happening, the ones who have misled you, misfed you, and because it's become so popular, does not make it right. It does not give it the opportunity to truly be successful, except to create more of what it is perpetuating. So those who are the legislators and the perpetuators and the profiteers and the ones who are the manufacturers and the distributors and the advertisers and the consumers of that which creates sickness, illness, disease, and death, then understand that the karmic reward and consequence of that is more sickness, illness, disease, and death. So after a while, the death industries, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and sea creature industries will soon cease to exist because all of those who love them so much will be dead. And those who care to live will be immersed in the reality of truth and light and love of self and harmony with others and the laws of existence, so that we who truly care to live will be conscientious enough, caring enough, aware enough, consistent in choosing life and doing that which is truly in our own best interest, so that we are not our own worst enemy. And that's what we have to come to. There are so many who are having the conversation and creating the lingo and the language of us being war against and at war, but we're really not at war, but we literally are being warred against, but we are warring against ourselves because we are violating ourselves with the alcohol and the tobacco and the fish and the flesh and the sugar and the artificial colors and the artificial all of that to create an artificial people. They look human, but there's no humanity when you love killing. How could you be human when you rejoice in your right to be wrong? When you have no value and no respect for the order of existence and the laws of existence and the right of other ones to have their right to live. Those ones are not human. And those who have lost their humanity as a result of following the path of adulteration can come to that point and place where you are able to step completely off that path. And how do you know you're truly on it? Because you're not happy. You don't know happiness. You don't know joy. You don't know the real peace and the real pleasure of life. You are steeped in pain and anger and frustration, inconsistency, contradiction, hypocrisy. You're in a place and space where inebriation and intoxication is something that you are readily experiencing all the time, that you are reaching for more and more tobacco and more cigarettes and more sodas and more of the stuff that really is creating sickness, illness, and disease. That is the path of adulteration. But you can choose life. Whatever you've done yesterday, you can choose a greater thought today, a greater activity today. You can be completely realigned in the light of the truth of all that you are by your caring to do that today. In this now moment, you are literally immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. It is that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. And as you are caring to really live the rest of your life, not die the rest of your life, but as you really care to live fully, to exalt a full life's urge, to create a legacy of virtue and integrity and high ethic and morality and the quality of character that is consistent with who and what you truly are as this point of the presence of that which we refer to as God. It's a choice, but it's duty. It's responsibility. It's obligation. It is the way back and forward to real living, real loving, real life. And you can continue to have the fullness of everything when you work towards the fullness of yourself. But where you do not care to be full in your love and your rejoicing, where you do not acknowledge the blessedness of the gift that you've been given as life, as breath, as heartbeat, as the spirit that dwells in that body which is already divine. If you do not care to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, those that you have come through, those who they've come through, those who've come through you, those that you didn't allow to come, those who have yet to come, then you will never have the fullness of the richness of life, the wealth of life. The wealth of life comes with our conscious commitment to cultivate and walk in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves. The rightness and the uprightness of it, the righteousness, the right use of all of that which we have been given. And to understand that this is the path of all of our healing. It is the path of our liberation, the path of our salvation and our deliverance from all of that which creates suffering, dis-ease, degradation. You can be completely free and completely cleared and completely realigned and restored, reoriented, completely healed, made whole, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. In the light of the truth that the all of the all that you truly are is this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. You will never have anything greater than who and what you already are. I'm the one to encourage you and to remind you that it is quite all right to be right, to be corrected, to be righteous, to be self-governing, and to be supremely intelligent. As man, the progenitor of lineages, as wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages, and those who should be meeting a gloriously rising destiny to leave the planet as conscious immortals. You're in tune to Dharma, your voice of resurrection.